try to go through the Ikar Halachas, the person has to know for the Dalet Minim. I want to be Magdim. There's some things that are Halacha. It's Ma'akev. It's Ma'akev in the Halacha. So those Zachar that are Chumras. So those Zachar that are called Briske Chumras. And so those Zachar, Dikdukim Ba'alma. Dikdukim Ba'alma, it's full Madregas. So you got those things that are Ma'akev in the Halacha. Things that are Chumras. Briske Chumras. And Dikdukim. I think it's very important that every Bachar will know Halacha Lemaisa, what is a Chumra, what is a Dikduk. We'll try to say that, we'll start with the Esrei. It says in the Pasuk, U'lekachtim lachem b'yom rishon pri eitz hodo. Pri eitz hodo. Chazal darshan, ולקחתם לכם שתהיה לקיחה תאמה, ולקחתם לכם שתהיה לקיחה תאמה. What means לקיחה תאמה? לקיחה שלמה, a full עסק, a full, a ganze עסק. This halacha is only in the first day, because it says in the pasuk, ולקחתם לכם ביום הראשון פרי יצדו. The Yom HaRishon needs a Pri-Shalem. As another halacha, Pri-Eitz Hodo has to be nice. This already doesn't say by Yom HaRishon. This already is all the 7 days. If you most came out every Pesach. So again, the klal is to remember, the halachas that come from Lekichotamo is only by Yom HaRishon. The halachas that come from Hodor are all the 7 days. It doesn't mean that every Hodor is a Me'akev. Some Hodor is a nice Hodor. But the Yisai that Vorim is, Lekichotamo is in the first day, Lochem is in the first day, Hodor is all the 7 days. And I will explain it. In the Esrei is a psul of Chosar. The second will explain what is Chosar. Why Poch Chosar is Posul? Because it says, U'lekachtem lochem lekichotamo. If the Esrog is Chosar, it's not a lekichotamo. It's not a fully lekichotamo. So you have to have a lekichotamo, but the Esrog will not be Chosar. Now, this halacha, it's kedai to know, in Eretz Yisrael, it's not even the first day on there, because it's lekichotamo, you're not allowed to have Chosar. And Chutz La'aretz, it's knowing also on the second day. Now, some Achroinim pasken that on the second day, even in Chutz La'aretz, it's not so chomer like the first day, and you don't have to have shalom, you can have a chasa. The Mishnah Berurah is machmir that the second day Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz is like the first day in Eretz Yisrael, and the Esrei cannot be chasa. But, we'll see later, we got the Kneitshim and Chumris, the second day is a bit lighter from the first day. Be'ez Hashem, the Bisa Migdosh of the Nizme. Now, and the Mizmash of Bisa Migdosh is Kaya. If you, a lot of the Rishonim, all the 7 days, Lulav Nitol Ba'Migdosh Shiva, and Bisa Migdosh, all the 7 days have the Halacha like the first day. So Be'ez Hashem, you have to remember that even if you buy an Esrog, but if Misa Migdosh is Nivne, you'll have to be Makpid that the Esrog will not be Chosar, not only the first day, also the 7 days. Why it's so Negea? First, Be'ez Hashem will be Negea Lemaise. Okay, so then maybe you'll ask the Mashiach if I'm right or wrong. But the main problem is, Shita Sarambam, I'm sure all of you learn in Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnayis of Rosh Hashanah, Lulav Nitol Ba'Migdosh Shiva, the Rambam learns that all of Yerushalayim has a halacha of Migdosh. Even Bizman Hazeh. But maybe when you go into the old city, you need to have an Esrog that is kosher for the first day. So even if you come on the third day to the old city, לפי שיטה סרמבה מיד בעבזה אסרוי, אתה נזמה את חוסר. The bench and a lulet. So the marshal is a poor humus you have to know. First, the frumus when they go to the old city, they shake again. Because when they shook in Arnav, they were only yates of the Rabbana. When they come to the Kaisal, they have to shake in the Raisa. But for sure you have to shake again. And you have to have Lochem. So you see the frum people, when they come to the Kaisal, you go over to different people. And you have to coin the lulet and the and shake it, yeah? You can't give punk down and say, I'll use a yad of a esrig. If you don't, don't use a yad of a esrig, go to the Chabad. So you have to have an esrig that you would trust on the first day. So when you go to the Kaisal, I know a lot of Chashmir people, they only go to Shana Rabbe. Because, you know, when you go to the Kaisal, you come with a Kaisal one, but for that you don't leave with a Kaisal one in the Kaisal. So they do a Shana Rabbe, the Moshe, Rabbeinu Rabbi Yashiv, in the old good days, not this year, but in the good days, every morning he would go to Sheik Lula in the Kaisal. He never went into the old city, Sukkot. So the first, at least the first day he's so nervous, maybe he's a black dot. But he'll go in the middle. So he'll go to the coast only by night. Because he was nervous. The first day, he manages to find a Hesrig. Every day to be nervous that the Hesrig is a Hesrig. So the Biskirot Moshe didn't go. He was scared. And the Rashi Fakat goes. But the assertion is to know that there's a chumre that in the old shtot in Yerushalayim, the Esrog has to be with all the chumras. What we say now, we say all the chumras. First day and all the days, this is Nagira when you go home. But if you shalom again, it's a chumra. It's only Shita Sarah and Pirush and Mishnais and Rosh Hashanah. But again, you have to remember, you have to do your own lulet. Now, another chumra you have to know that chosar, even though we say it's only in the first day, a lot of times people will ask, they find this beautiful, beautiful esrog. It's chosar. They leave it in the store. That's why they leave it in the store. Take it. The first day you're shaking the second esrog that you found. But on the second day, you will take this beautiful esrog. It's chosar. It's not puzzle. On the second day, it's only that's the kichat tabo. But maybe the second day it's kosher. You'll have a beautiful esrog. So the Mikra Kodesh from Pesach Tzvi Frank and the Meiri say, that is a hidur not to have chosar even b'shar yom. But you have to know, a lot of bochim, you see, the esrog is such a shvach esrog, it's a shame that they don't take the one that chosar, and the second day, shaking it. And instead of that, it brings a little esrog, you're not sure if it's an esrog or a bull. Yeah? It's clean. Chleis nish. It's a beautiful esrog, a little hole. For second day, why not? Chleis nish. Now, let me get to say, though, I want a little bit that everyone will be a strictly mumcha to know how to look in an esrog. And an esrog is three zachen. Chosar, nikav, veniklav. These are the three chetimtzes on an esrog. It's chosar. It's nikav, is a hole, and it's a niklav. We'll go to say that. The psul of nikav, even if it's not chosar, if it's a needle that goes into the esrog, so the halacha is like this. You have a case of nikav that is not chosar, a person took a needle, and he pushes into the esrog. Nothing comes out. It happens much more, they call it a kvetch. Someone holds the esrog with his sharp nails and he scratches it. Nothing comes out. Not that he scratches it, always. Scratches in. Just scratches it, you know. Chaps on the race wrong. So this is a nikav that is not chosar. The halacha is like this. Okay, I'm going to ask the mumcha to know if it's chosar or not. Some people inside the nail. Well, they go backwards a little bit crooked, so then they pull off with them a stickle. If it's not mefulish mitzad letzad, it's kosher. Now mitzad letzad, you're right, it's in the middle of the osag, it's very hard to get mitzad letzad. But in the top, you can get mamash mitzad letzad. Now, there's another way that nikav could be posel. So again, the first way, nikav without choser mitzad letzad, or if it's magia lechadro azera. Chadro azera is the middle of the osag. If the nikav gets to the middle of the osag, it's possible even if it's not chaser. In the old days, we would check esregim. A lot of times you tell esreg, and the place where the pitum has to be, you see like a little hole. And people were nervous that that hole goes till the chadro azera. And the way to check it was to take off a hair and to push it in to see if it goes in. The mitzias says, after opening thousands of esregim, it's kimat never mitzias that these holes get to the chadro azera. Now, it could be another case that nikav is posel, even though it's not chosel, if it's ke'isel, like a coin. If someone takes a hammer and gives a bang to the esrog, nothing is chosel, just squeezes in. If it's big like a coin, it's posel. No one knows exactly what is the shiur. Now, this is nikav. Chosel is a machlekes rishon, what is the shiur chosel. יש אומרים חוסר במשהו ויש אומרים כאיסו. We are מחביר that חוסר is פוסר אפילו במשהו. Now, יש אומרים בשם דחזניש that לפי הנראה לעיניי, if you can't see it with the eye, it's not called חוסר. I today someone showed me tonight a essay. Beautiful essay. There was a place that was a chash chosa. We got a special magnifying glass. You can't even buy it itself. It's a special glass that an American, you know, the place where they sell the diamonds, if you order it 3 months ahead, you can get that. And with that glass, you look good, you see Taki, that somewhere inside that little place is Taki chosa rapis. It's clear that it's chosa. Yeah, on the special lights with that special glass, you look good and you manage to find that Mashu Shiva Mashu Shiva Mashu is Chosa. So the same Shem the Chasim is that it's Kosher. The Maise, the world is Machmer, not to take it. You write in the lab book, will ask the Kasher, who knows, and they're slugging, if they'll check it without a glass, who knows how much Chosa you could have? Never, Chosa, even done. Say, but like a Tchilo, if you could check. Even if you're the Chasimish, Avada, you have to check very close. We'll see later the black dots. How you check a black dot. How close you put the asterisk. Near and night. Here for sure the Chazanish says you have to check it. If there's a way to see it with your eyes, Avada is chosa. It's not like a black dot, and I will explain. Black dot is a shalif hodo. So if you don't see it, the shalif is possible or not, we'll get to it. Chosa is likichotamo. So the Chazanish says, lo nit no toyo lo malocha ha-shores. Hashem don't say it. What if we're not making glasses? So there's no glasses whatsoever. So what Hashem meant in the data? He meant it if it's full. If you want to see this, look at Chatam. This doesn't mean 5 centimeters, 10 centimeters. You turn it quickly, you go slowly. And the black is Adazach. This is Alochev Hodo. So we have to Tatzach. What is called Hodo? What is called beautiful? But the Rav says that even the Chazanish is masking that the Esrog Hodo should be fastened to die. Why we need to go to look there? Because it was Epis there, there was a chash, that a shadow looked a little bit strange. So Dina Chazanish is made that Hashem, Shalishim Aloha HaShores. If someone looks at us like it looks good, and then we start to take it under a special microphone glass to find, then the Chazanish. Now, here was also having a bikuach tonight. What would be Lamashu Dan Esri? So, you know, they asked me to sign in the box so they could get back the money. Yeah. So I could promise that it's chosel if it is glass. So I written Sofek chosel, change. Now, the Mishnah Berurah time is that Sofek chosel you're allowed to use l'katchila. Why? Sex faker. Sofek if it's chosel, Sofek it's not chosel. And even if it's chosel, it's shit that you have to have kiso. We are machmir chosel b'mashu. But it's a Sofek chosel. If this in Karaitz holds to his Beis Din, and you can put it in a Mehudar Aleph, under Mehudar Aleph, Sofek chosel. It's not about in time. Okay, I don't know, maybe the Shemitah year Mehudah Arav is not so expensive, yeah? But people buy Mehudah Arav, they don't want to buy stuff with Chassid. But he also doesn't have to give back the money either. And I heard from a Chassid at the Rav, some of them are buying, something Chassid, they stamp it. Something Gazlin, the Rav, yeah? Something Chassid, Mishmur says it's kosher. I mean, you have something Gazlin, yeah? Because he's still in the Meichel. So, Mishnah Berurah for sure doesn't is for sure kosher if you're Mishnah Berurah, but something in this realm is kosher lagers now, because maybe he's a galik. You don't know the kosher dayari. Now some people, I'm saying, Mas Hashem, I love you, we want them when you're in Rosh B'Yisrael, not to rush. I remember when the first year that I was sitting in the Beis Din, so kosher dayan told me, you know, don't rush to stand. Some of them just change it, change it. Mishnah Berurah says it's kosher marriage. But you don't know if it's chosin or not. You're passively yelling his geld. Now, they say the Chazon Ish said that if it looks chosin, not to be samech on the Mishnah Berurah. You have cases that it doesn't look chosin. Maybe it's chosin. That case is for geld. It looks chosin. In the glass, maybe that case is not chosin. So then the Chazon Ish said, when they appear that it's chosin, just maybe it's not to be samech on the Mishnah Berurah. When it looks not chosin, maybe yes, to be samech on the Mishnah Berurah. We'll go weiter. In Yom Tov Sheni, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Lekatchila to bench on the Eser Yud is safek chosin." Not only that, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Venirli, ba'afilu vaday chosin mashu, he can make a bracha." That's a good aspect, Sveike. Safek if Yom Tov Sheni is like Yom Tov Rishon. And even if it's chosin, maybe it's okay. Now, the Machmirim hold that if we say that Safik Chosar is kosher, in the top of the Esrei, Dir Kubit Hashayluf and Hodo, even Safik Chosar. We'll go right. Niklaf. This is Chosar. We have Nikaf. We said if it goes through till then, it's possible. If not, it's kosher. This is when it's not missing, we have Chosar. Niklaf. The Esrei is peeled off. So there's a lot of stills in Mishnah Berurah. I want to cover all the halachas. So we'll try to go to the Tamzis Advarim. Every esrog is made from four layers. The inside is the place that it has the pits. Then you have the white part. If a person will cut an esrog through, inside like some pits, like 11 pits. Then you have the flesh. The basar of the, it's like white. It's like stuff white. Then you have the light green around it, and then you have the shiny green. When you see an esrog, it's shiny from outside. Then if you take out the shiny, it's green yet. Everything is a couple of mamba mashes. Now, the halacha is niklaf, is kosher, if it's not the ruboy. The Mishnah Berurah is mashma, only if the shiny part went off. But if a part of the green went off, even if you didn't get to the white, it's already possible. And the Rintim Pshat, the Mishnah Berurah, that even if the whole green goes off, if it didn't touch the white, it's kosher yet. Or maybe, I'm sorry. Again, we learn in Mishnah Berurah that if the shiny is off, it's okay. More from shiny, it's already possible. They learn even more from shiny is kosher. Only if all of the green is off, that you could see the white, then it's possible. And the Chazon Ish says, no, even if all the green is off, but only if it didn't touch the white yet, it's also called niklaf. So again, Ba'atzim, without shimush, and this I don't tell, I'm not telling you the paskin, but just to understand, not every time when you see like a little scratch, something is chosar, it means that it's chosar. If you see it's only the shiny, you know it's worth to go to the Rav. If you're misupik, if you see when it's really chosar, you see like white, so don't bother to go to Asa Shaila. Now, b'niklaf that we said that it's kosher, zog the Mishnah Berurah, it's only if the esrog didn't start to change colors. But if the esrog started to change colors because it got like a bang or a scratch, Mishnah Berurah says like this, if it became black or white, it's possible. If it became brownish, it's not lekatchila. B'derech klal, after 3 or 4 days, it doesn't change colors anymore. So if you have an esrog 3 or 4 days, I'm not sure, you go to ask a Rav, And Niklaf, Sigolma, she tells you. If after 2-3 days you look in the same place, you see a little change of a color, go get the Azarav. Again, the shiurim of the changing the colors is spheres. But this is the first halacha. Choser, Niklaf, v'Niklaf. We'll go to the next halacha. Esrog has to be hodol. What is hodol? A pretty esrog. What is called pretty? It's a famous shalom. What is called pretty? Lefi the person? Or lefi the welt? Lemoshel. But the chassidim, they think gavul is a very nice thing on esrog. They give it to Vilyashi, you will not want to touch such an esrog. In and out, in and out. We're the basis of the gavul. I had an argument once. I had a friend. Every year I would buy him. He busy went to go work diamonds. But so he would come back out of Sukkot, a couple hours before Sukkot. And every year I would have two sorghum for him. So I don't know about someone tells you to buy a sorghum, buy two. But he could choose. People like to choose. Yeah? The same model. It was a year that was mamish terrible, the sorghum in the market. The biggest sorghum came to the Ger Rebbe, and the other Ger Rebbe. Rebbe! So he told him, every chassid that you send to ask me the esrog, give him 2 esrogim. I'll say, das is besser. Das is besser. People like to be better from something, yeah? So I have 2 esrogim. So he comes, I tell him, choose. He picks up one, beautiful. And I'll tell him about the rest. I'll tell you, gladly knows what is nicer. I don't mind you take this one. But gladly knows what is nicer. Tell me how to chai. Maybe you want to learn, I want the diamonds, mask him. You don't have to learn better from me. But in beauty, this is my place. I'm telling you, this is nicer. In diamonds, I understand. And as long as you understand. So I thought it could be in beautiful, you understand. But in Esrogim, I understand. It's back and forth. So we decided we'll call all the rabbanim. So we call the Nissim Karelitz. So like a Fisher, Rav Neumann, they said Hodor goes to feed a person. Well, he likes. He thinks this is nice, but him this is a nice esrog. One guy comes to Shulman as an esrog, he thinks it's nice. Doesn't come with a sir, anyone with his Hodor. Rav Moshe Sternbuch says, no, Mefleg dem evinim in esrogim, and if feed them it goes. Rav Moshe Mulevitz in Yeshiva, he wanted to tell you the shtickle, and he said, I'm a machlegis in the Mechilte, in the Yerushalmi. Maybe it was gerecht. Mora says that Kiseitzina b'lchom v'oisa ishi yifastora v'choshak tobo. Frank Yerushalmi, what would be if she's not yifastora? She's a kirura. Yeah? Is that a locha? She has to be yifastora b'cheftze? Or not? Eid ma d'om azok, yifastora b'aim of. He thinks that it's nice. Eid is a what? Yifastora, you have to ask the Mavim if she's yifastora. But if she's not yifastora, you can't take her. She's talking about her, it's a tnai. As long as it's a tnai, she has to be an isha, she has to be a vasta. So you want to say the same machleik as... I'm not so sure if it's tnai. As madamis. Now, even if you're right, I think that an esrog, it doesn't go lefi the people. It doesn't go lefi every person. I want to explain. In a talis lemoshel, some people think a Torah is nice. Yeah? Choshev Rebbe is going to a Torah. Some people think it's very malabatish. Give a little shiva shiva a Torah, you'll be embarrassed to wear it. So now, a Torah is a keli v'anvei or not, l'maisa. So you go into, I go in the morning, I see 2 talisim. One with a Torah, one without a Torah. What do I have to take? That's it. If I'm litvish, it's nice. What about a Torah? If you're malabatish, chassidish, it's nice to wear a Torah. Tosh does it. Could be in an esrog, it doesn't go like that. And an esrog, it's not up to the person. Why? Because Tesis and Lulav Agozul reflects the Kasha. Rashi learns that why you have to have a nice esrog, Zekeli Vanvei. Frank Tesis, so why in an esrog, if it's not nice, we said, it's Me'akev. So later, if it's not a pretty esrog, a black dot, you're not Yetzer. Zekeli Vanvei is not a Me'akev. Why here it's Me'akev? So Tesis, because here it says in the Pasuk, Ve'lotachtem lochem pri eitz hodo. The pre-eitz has to be hodo. So the chefter of the pre-eitz is to be hodo. If the chetz of the pri eitzes to be other, so we're only here, it's not what a person thinks. And he's a kev and veyu, he's not a fellow of the mitzvahs. Ich out azay, du out azay. Everyone does it tonight, you know. One person sings in Davin Rosh Hashanah. The other person thinks, fuck it, it's nice if you don't sing. Go argue with him. Everyone has a different way. So everyone is doing the kev and veyu. Mashiach in his esrei, the chetz of the pri eitz hodol, that's the chetz. Was a shayla lemashal, mamshem zamen oyerbach. One of the person has two esrogim. One nicer one, and one. What he has to give to his father, what he takes to himself. Yeah, I want to make it close. The father pays, so for sure he gets the nicest one, yeah? But I was asking someone, myself. I go, my father sends me, I go to buy esrogim. If I every year I have the same esrogim. I have a nicer esrog, and I have a little bit less. What to give to my father, what to take to myself. So Shemazaman Orbach says, again, I'm saying, a bochur that his father pays for both, for sure he has to give his father a nicer one. But someone that his father doesn't pay for both. Shemazaman Orbach says, to give the nicer one to yourself, the shvacher one to your father. What is the suffering? Mitzvah have kibbutz av deraisa. Hidur mitzvah. Shemazaman says he has a better eitzah. Take your tefillin, sell them, buy Pashna tefillin, give your father a couch, present for Yom Tov. Also, Kibbutz av deraisa. Sell the tefillin, buy Pashna tefillin, yeah? $100 tefillin. For $1,000 you can buy a nice couch for your parents, they'll be very happy. What is the answer? My own mitzvah comes before Kibbutz av. Remember, you can't give your nice essay to your father. He said, if you dive in shul, then your father, you can give him the nice one, and go to shake on your father's. Not everyone was masculine in that, but this was the psalm of Moshe Zalman Erbach. So I say over Alam Eldus Maise, I said this already 10 years ago, and I love to share the story. Chalamor, I got a phone call from Lakewood. He called me up from Lakewood. He says, I want to tell you a story. He said, I live in Lakewood, he says. He says, in Lakewood, they have two kinds of chalas. I don't know if, this was 10 years ago, I don't know if today they sell these chalas. They sell two kinds of challahs in that bakery. It's a special bakery, so I don't remember the name. One challahs are, they are square. They make them like in a little tin. And the other ones are flach mazah. I don't know how to call them exactly, yeah, but you know what I mean. Yeah? One looks like a challah, and one is like a little cake. On top of it, may have the shape of the challah. Now, the ones that are made like in a tin are more gishmak. I think the oil keeps butter inside them. It's just, so here every week for Shabbos, he buys six Gishmaki Chalas, yeah? The school ones. Now here I go in Erev Shabbos, he goes to the shul, he goes to the store, and he takes six Chalas, and he puts it in his trunk, in the bag of the car. He's about to pay, so Ingemar from Lakewood comes in, you know, Chashu Ingemar, with the Chalas, and the guy told him, I'm sorry, we sold out. We only have the Haflochana ones, we don't have the school ones. Guy starts excuse, what was I, you know, my wife, Shlom Bais, you know, my wife told me before I go to Yeshiva to do it, and now I can't come home. I got to my gate, the guy's running around, doesn't know what to do. So I went over to him, I said, no problem, take the keys to my car, I have six in the back, take three, oh, Hashem, I'm married for 20 years, I'm not scared. The kids are nice, he goes, he changes my car, he puts three Pashto ones in the car, he takes. I came to Suda Shabbos, and I asked my kids, and what to make a moitzi? And the three gishmak, I mean, every Suda we had one gishmak and one shmak one. To make a moitzi and the gishmak one? Although to make a moitzi and the shmak one, we're making such a gishmak and mitzvah. And what to make a moitzi? So I asked my kids. So he said he came to Eretz Yisrael, went to Chalka Yev. He asked Chalka Yev, he's going to shine. And what he asked to make a moitzi? He asked Rav Shteinman, Chalka Yev. And Nissan Karelitz, Vice President, he has it in there, yeah? That's what he said. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Reb Shteinman told him, he has to make the bracha on the sweet one. Reb Nissan Karelitz told him more from that. That Shmach Echala you b'chal never made a mitzvah with. The mitzvah he made with the Gishmach that he has in his house. This Shmach Echala was not mitzvah done at this Chala. The mitzvah is there. You can't say, came in this Arab Bechad and mitzvah like Erev Tavshirim, I will do a Muslim mitzvah. That challah you gave Yenna, You stop the mishmar. So he says, I wanted to ask the mishayla, I couldn't ask them, but now I want to ask you. You said in your shir, the shuzam rabbah said to give the good esek to yourself. And I don't understand, nishtav shteyman, nishtav chayim kanyesk, nishtav nishtav karelitz, and not the story from shuzam. Since it's a famous maaseh, chassidim mesaprim, that once was a yid, that every year he would buy the nicest esek and shtot. And that was a yid, he would buy the nicest esek and shtot. The whole city would come pile to make a bracha on his esek. He would keep all of his money, I think 500 ruble, and he would buy the esrei. Kids about here, Aleim Erev Sukkos, he's on the way to buy the esrei, he's walking in the way. He has his 500 ruble, and he hears crying from the house. He goes in, he sees Snebach, our mother crying, you know, she lost her husband, she doesn't know what to do for Yantem. Terrible story, Alaprotim, crying, fainting. He gives the 500 ruble, kids about he's loving a post Lotusher. One ruble is like 100 zlotish, yeah? He gets his level of power zlotish dalton. Kids, he goes to the Melcha. The Melcha goes, oh! He says, I'm sorry, but this year, you know, I can't buy. I only have a couple zlotish. He doesn't care. We have this little box under the table, you know, for the kids. You know, maybe my power zlotish, you could look, he looks, he finds that there's a little green circle, kosher, essay, and this, you know, chosar, but not, nishkin ki itza, you know, nishkin foolish mitzal mitzal, this suffix, fix, fake it. The esrei passes. Kitzer, Sukkot morning, he doesn't know what to do. He's so bad. Kitzer decides to go to the Amar Chassidus Shtibul. No one knows him. Kitzer, he goes to Chassidus Shtibul, he goes to the back, puts his talents over his head, and says, it's a hump. Kitzer, he comes to Talat in Anuim. I think, I'm not sure, I forgot, I think, Rebbe Rebunim. I don't remember the name, I know what to say. The Kitzer, everyone is waiting for the Rebbe to make the bracha. The Rebbe says he can't make the bracha. The Rebbe is going back and forth, back and forth. So the guy with Fred, what's this? It's like the Rebbe is an esrog here that smells Gan Eden. And that esrog, I want to make the bracha. And the Rebbe goes around and around and around till he stops in this person and says, tell me what is the story of this esrog? It's Shmei Gan Eden. Of that esrog, if we make a bracha. And the Rebbe makes the bracha on that esrog. Kach Chassidim Mesaprim. So maybe I give Fred. So we see that the Chassidim said that you have to make a bracha on the esrog. So why is Moshe Mazama didn't say, give the nice one to your father, and you esrog, Moshe Mazama didn't say, why is Chaim Kanyesi didn't tell me to make the bracha on the Shmach Lechale, that that Chal Moshe Mazama didn't? So this was this kasha. So this all that is not long phone call from Lakewood. So I told him, please just tell it, but I have that one thing. Even if we will say that so there are any intervention on the esrog that Shmei Gan Eden, but avad in the esrog is not true. Because in the esrog, the chefzer of the esrog is priya yitzhodo. In bracha sacha, Chmei Yitzhodo will make a bracha. The gishmakim one, the one you did in mitzvah. Here, the chefzer is priya yitzhodo. Like no one will say, you know, if you have Anders Zog, you know, my esrog, sichay for me to tell you. I didn't check it. I'm sichay for me to tell you. I didn't check if it's clean from that or not, but still, but you want to be shvaz hachazach. You don't want to check your esrog, you want to learn gizuntah, you ever want to learn. But don't say, my esrog is rein from mitzvotecha. In shvaz hachazach. An esrog is priya yitzhodo. Ono yitzhodo, ono yitzhodo. Now, don't ask me a kasha from the famous Chasim Sefer. Chasim Sefer says, the halacha and the esrog, what if the esrog gets brownish? Sometimes you see an esrog, if you play with it too much, it gets brownish. All different. It's called menuma. Could be it's even possible. It's for sure. It's menuma. All different colors. Maybe it's kosher with the other, maybe it's kosher with the other. We'll see later. Chassam Sefer says, what a beef doing sukkahs, a lot of times it happens doing sukkahs. It becomes menuma. Because so much people make brothers on it. They touch it the whole time with the menuma. Chassam Sefer, and sukkah on Vav says, it's kosher like a tchira. Zekeli Gan Veil, everyone sees that he did mitzvahs with it. It doesn't look like an esrog in a glass box. It looks like an esrog in Ali Yidin Gimach Abroch after. Lechura, it's mashma like Yidin. Shmed Gan Eider. Aber the Teretz Avada Hamishkin Shaychas. Here the pshat is, it's mechudo because you did a mitzvah with it. Not a mitzvah of Kibbutz Av. An esrog did a mitzvah. And you say the Chazanish said his hat was dirty in Shabbos. He said, it's covered Shabbos to go with a dirty hat in Shabbos. Everyone sees it, you're not the Mechal Shabbos, not to brush it off. She says it's nice, right? A hat that has a bit dust in Shabbos is nice than a hat that doesn't have a dust in Shabbos. Because you're walking with Harini Mikami Kibbutz Shabbos, Harini Mikami Kibbutz Shabbos. So Fakir, this is the Kibbutz Shabbos that the hat has a bit dust on the hat. Now, another Shabbos, I'm going to get to the Esroigim. A lot of times you have an Esroig, here's a Machloikis. Shmir Shabbos Kirchosu mit Ardere. They have it in a lot of the Oitz of Beis Din, they say that it's okay. Shmir Shabbos holds that it's possible. You have an Esroig like this, yellow, green, yellow, green, yellow, green. What they say? Some Esroigim, it's yellow and green, about yellowish, greenish, like, you know, all marbled nicely together. They call it divided evenly. Build up. What if you have a huge green spot, yellow, green, yellow, mamish? So the Shmir Shabbos holds this is a menumal and it's possible. This is called menumal umari kosher. And menumal umari kosher is possible. Others say the basis is to menumal umari kosher. Menumal umari kosher is the Chasim Sefer, brown all over. This is a natural color. So some svarim write down Abbas meaning that it's mamish kosher like a tchile. Shmir Shabbos holds it as a bochel ratole. Now, there's another zach that is called bletlach. What is bletlach? So I want to explain. We spoke about chosr. Chosr we said is, if the esrog is chosr, it's possible. Now, as a musar that is called bletlach, that bletlach comes from three different things. One thing is that the esrog, when he's at the tree, he gets a cut from a needle. If you want to pick a soygum a little bit, you know the soygum trees have a lot of needles. The esrog gets a little scratch from a needle. Now, this is chosr be'etzem, it's possible. The halacha is like this. If when it's on the tree, it overgrowth, and that little scratch was another layer that grows over it, it's not chosr anymore. But then at that place, you develop a bletel. This is the worst bletel. It's called sticking out bletel. You see something like hard bletel, you know, like cross, like hard lines, brown lines. This came like a scratch, was a very deep scratch, and that, like when a person has a sore, their hand develops a kind of thing on top of it till the skin gets better. But esrog develops the same thing, a kind of cover on the scratch. These are sticking out bletel. Then you have bletel that come, that the esrog gets a very light scratch, and juice comes out. That juice, when it dries, is like a little white sprinkle. That little white sprinkle is also a bletel. The real bletlach, that the name bletlach came from, is leaves. That the leaves gave a bang to the esrog, and because of that bang, it developed a kind of scar, like a white scar. All the bletlach, mi'ika rabin, de kosher. Al tzchosa. Fahayinu, when the esrog became chosa because it got a scratch, or a bang, if it developed a kind of scar on top of it, mitzad chosor, it's not a problem. And this every time when you come, someone comes to the rabbi and looks chosor, you look in the magnifying glass, sometimes you already see inside that it's all developed. And sometimes it's very interesting. You check good with the glass, you see that 95% is a bletel. Some areas, the bletel didn't grow yet. And we pass through mitzad chosor. For the machmir yatam, yeah? It's like, especially like a deep hole, like whole valley, like a ganza, and the esrog goes in there. And the bletel comes, but you look inside, in the last area, you could see that the esrog is scratched, and there's no bletel. There's no scar on top of it. So this is mitzad chosr, bletlach are not a problem. But it's a different problem, bletlach, and this is what we're going to speak now. Esrog is another psul that is called shimimare vechazozis. Everyone knows it's a mishnah lulav hagozel. Also chazozis or shini mari is possible. In the top of the esrog, afilu b'mashu, it's possible. In the bottom, it has to be b'shtayim b'shalosh mekoyos. Now, we'll go to the top of the esrog. What is the top of the esrog? It's kedai to know, we got the chumras. Every time you take your esrog, the edge, the top of the nose, we'll call him, he's the most chomel bigger place. Mamish the edge. The more you go down, is less shittas, less shittas, less shittas. For sure, when it comes to the esek has a shipua, then it's wide, and then goes back down or stays straight. For sure, close mouth doesn't start to lean down, it's not called the chayta. When it starts to lean down, from there is a shadow where is the chayta. Why I'm saying that? The higher that that is, more shittas holds than it passes the mashu. So the motion, if it's mamish in the edge, the rabbanim will warn me machmir. If it's in the lower part, a lot of times the new shalas today, again, I'm not going into it because I want the masik, we have a lulav and adasim and slichas, the masik outs. But one of the motion, you have a lot of times the esreg, especially in Shemitah, you get it, one side is straight, the other side is like this. One side mountain, one side straight. So, from where the shipua? And the straight side, from the holistic is straight. And the other side, that's where you're starting from a mountain. And what if you have an esrog, then all of it is a mountain. Yeah? Looks like a French guy was building, I forgot the name. Yeah, but, as a, yeah? So, it's such an esrog. So from where you measure the chosen. If you know shittas, chosen is only from 50% up. And even if you have a very sharp shipua, it will not be called a chosen. Now, the main child is like this. La aloha, well, this has to be very clear. A black dot and a white dot passel. A lot of times it's not a white dot, it's a blettle. A blettle is not a white dot. A black dot and a white dot passel. A red dot, suffik in the Mishneh Berurah. A brown dot, kosher. Again. Black, white, puzzle, red, suffix, red, suffix, brown, kosher. Now, what is the shiur? The Shemzalman says, shiur, adir, or naim, if you take the esrog like 10 centimeters, like 5 inches away from you, and you look at him. If you don't see the dot, mi'ikar adir, it's kosher. Some people say it has to be a bit closer. The machmirim say you have to take a magnifying glass and look. First they say our eyes are very shvach. Raya, you go to the good mumche, he finds it right away. My son, 8 years old, and shul from 4, he goes over to a person on top of your ass like it's a black dot. Like when he comes to shul, everyone comes and say, you see, black dot. You know, he like says, wow, you know, Abba, the guy knows his ass has two black dots on the side. It's very uncomfortable to go into the shul. But it's Nigel Anay. The Mitzvah says it's Nigel Anay. He doesn't have to have a glass. He doesn't need to have a glass. Another thing they say is a lot of times after the microphone glass, you move away the microphone glass, you could see the black dot. So the moment is Nigel Anay. Now the way they do it, you find it, and then you move it. If when you move it, you think you can't see it, and again, you see it, and you move it, then you have to know it's only a chumrah. Now, the ma'aseh of the halacha is that a black dot only passes if it's from the gufa esrog. What means from gufa esrog? That the esrog is black. What if someone has black paint? His hands, it's got dirty in the esrog. I mean, it doesn't go off, I'm speaking. Yeah, paint. It doesn't pass on the esrog. Not only that, Shmuteh, hopefully you will not find it because they can't say that they have it. All the years, the Sochim say, it's not a black dot. They do risus, I don't know how you call it. You know, they spritz, but they say you will grow better. So this, Ba'atzim, is not in the esrog. What happens is it falls on the esrog, and then the esrog grows, and it stays inside. So the Mochim say, no, this isn't the risus. This year, they tell you that, you tell them the Shamu Hunavad, yeah? So they can't tell you that it's from the risus. But some basically know that if it's from the risus, it's also kosher. And you see, this year is not so much black dots. The esrogim are not clean. But if you remember from the other years, the first big black dots, a nice esrogim, like two big black dots, you don't find it in the esrogim now. You start finding that nice esrogim. Because that black dot, the ikaradin, doesn't pass on the esrog. Some people say that if it came in much earlier and it grew with the esrog, it will pass on the esrog. But I'm saying, you have to be a mumche. I'm just saying, not every black dot is possible. Now, there's another shayla. What would be if you have a brown dot but looks black? Reb Nissim Peroni tells that it's possible. Then it's not enough. You look in the esrog, you see a black dot. Comes the mumcha, no, it's bright, it's bright. So Reb Nissim Peroni tells it doesn't help. The mat, if it looks like black, it doesn't help that the mumcha tells you it's not black, it's brown. I think we'll go now to Legabi de Lulavim. Normally over here I like to speak also about the pitan, but because of Shemitah it's much harder to get an effort with a pitan, so we'll move to the Lulavim. This year it's harder to find a lulav from an esrog. Again, Legabi de Kashos, he spoke to other shiurim. Lamez other shen, mehotai hechshos shen. What is the shiur lulav? You have to know, the Metzia says a lulav is a much harder avodah from an esrog. We must bachin be all that, number one. Number two, the reason I think that every bachin has to know that halacha is a lulav, because b'derech klal, in the third day of Pesukas, both of the bachin to lulav is already possible. The esrog, after the Rav said that it's kosher, if you don't play with it, you don't have to ask the Rav every day. And the lulav, even if it was kosher the first day, there's no reason to be kosher the second day. And if your bachur doesn't know the halachas, and he doesn't know what to look in his lulav, he makes much of bachur of atala every morning. For sure not to go to the coastal with it, yeah? So let me start. The shul lulav is dalei tfochim. The Gemara says, sholish tfochim ve'echol le'lana'anea. What is the arba tfochim? 40 centimeters lefi lechazanish. The way you measure it, it's a big mistake. The lulav is not measured from here to here. A lulav is leaves, and in the middle it's called a shadra. I'm trying to go. The equal and nice thing with business to know that people will know these halachas. A lulav has like this. It's the shadra. It's the bone. It's the middle part of the spine of the lulav. And then you have the leaves that come out. When you measure arba tfachim in the lulav, you measure from the place that the leaves start to come in the bottom. The dark part of every lulav is at least 5 centimeters that is no leaves. The mitzvah of the lulav is a leaf here, leaf here, leaf here, leaf here. So you have to start. The bottom part does not get the leaves. When the first leaf starts, you start to measure from there. The machmirim said not from the first leaf, from the second leaf. Why? Because the first leaf on the other side is no leaf. So it's not a full lulav, really. So from the second leaf, from the bottom, till the end of the spine of the lulav, not till the edge of the leaves. You have bottom like over the lulav, they look very big, and if you open it, you see the shadra is not arba tfachim. Brochim of atol mamish. It's not a lulav. Now, the middle leaf is called tiyomis. The derech klal, the tiyomis has two leaves. Now you have to know, some lulavim have two tiyomis. You open, and the middle will have two middle ones. Shita sagyoimim, now when you have two tiyomis, and they were together and they separate, behind them. Every leaf in lulav is made from two. The middle one has two. When you can open it, it's attached in the back, and it's open in the front. What if you have two tiyomis like that? And they were attached together and they were separate, the Geonim hold that it's possible. The man is machmirim that don't take a lulav that has shtei tiyomis. Rabban Chada look, Mishnah Berurah didn't bring it down, but the Geonim is a big chumra, the Levush Esrat. I'm saying again, to know there is a chumra, it's no time now to go into the protein, not to take a lulav with two tiyomis, but lemaisa it's kosher lekatchila. The halacha is like this. The tiyomis is the middle leaf. Again, leaves, leaves, leaves. I open it and I find the middle leaf. Nechleko ha-tiyomis pasul. If that middle leaf is open, it's pasul. Mi'ikar adim, only if it's open, roiv. Again, the middle leaf that is made from two like this, it's attached in the back, it's laying closed, but if you open it, you'll see it's attached in the back. If it's niftach rubay, it's pasul. לכתחילה, מנת מורף ולטפח. משנבור בלדן יש מחמירים שאפילו משהו את מנת ביופן. שרצי ינצור אז דן עד הטפח, you don't have to bench on someone else's bullet. ונשכנו אחריה בזמש מנישת הזה, ולמה יש הדבלת עברי מחמיר, that the lulav will not be open אפילו משהו. The Ritva says, why you machmir afilu mashu? Because it's oimedli posach b'shas ananu. When you will shake it, it will open. So Mr. Yankee Fisher said, so if you put glue, it's no shashem v'shay posach. So some people take a lulav that's a little bit open, and they glue it together. You see them, למשל, there's no market for the chumra, there is a little bit kare in between. I will explain. A lot of times you go to the place that you start the brisket you love him, and in the middle of the yoimes, they tell you, sidok kore dalton. What means it's kore dalton? And the middle leaf, in the back, it's not really closed completely, it's a little bit kore, that brown stuff, but when you take out the kore really, you'll see that it's open a little bit. The thing is, like a fish, it's not a chisam, so they don't have them glue. If you don't know that glue is enough, so it's kilo open the mashu. Now, nechlikat yomis, is a shayle. If it's possible only on the first day, or it's possible all of the other days. If it's mitzal lekicha tamo, it's possible only the first day. If it's mitzad hodo, it's possible on all the days. Mishnah Berurah says it's possible only the first day. Kivei Egel says it's possible on all the days. And we chosen from Kivei Egel. Now, as another halacha, I want to be masbir, that this you don't find in the Mishnah Berurah, and this is called the chumus from the last generation. But Lamaisa today, this is one of the main things that Bachim Mamish don't know, and this is one of the main things in Lulav. What would be a Lulav that you have a Tiyomis, but it's a single leaf, it's not a double leaf? Zavdar Amel, it's possible. You can't have a single leaf. It's possible. He literally is Pshat in the Gemara, I'm not going to get out of the Cheshbon. Amel Zavdar, it's Kosha Lamaisa. If you don't have a different esrog, ask a shayla's chacham. And now we'll come to ma'isa. In our years, in our bonus, you take a lulav. Everything is good, shield, green, nice. Tiyomis, close till the top. See, a bachur goes out of the store, the mamash doesn't chap, and no one finds the lulav in here. Every lulav that he picks is close till the top. And the bachur came out to me, what are you looking for? Everything is closed. But the problem is like this. It's close to the top, but the leaves are not even. You're right, the middle leaf is close to the top, but one of them is wider from the other one. Meaning to say that the leaf is only covered halfway. Or in the reicha, or in the height. The close to the edge, just one of them is a bit taller from the other one. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that the Chazon Ish was not choshesh to it, but Meshver HaBelashim is choshesh to it. Shlomo Zalman Bar Orbach said that if it's roiv, it's kosher, if it's mute, it's possible. A lot of the nice ones, you'll see that the one of them is so thin sometimes. Sometimes you have a double tiyomis, and when you open it, you see that everyone has a twin inside. A little one, a baby one inside. So it means that every leaf is not really covered till the end. It's only covered a little bit. Shem is not all this possible. The Shem Rabbi Yashiv, they say, that it has to be that it's not nikah. It's mamash covering each other. If it's epis, they say once he said 2 millimeters, once he said 3 millimeters, Adam's already said 4, Adam's already said 5, different is chos. But he never said numbers. The Rashi doesn't say numbers. Say the Ben Yehuda. He said, "Yeah, this is the Lulavim came into the house there." The Machmirim are Makpita of a Lulav that the two leaves are mamish matching. To find such a Lulav, it's worth at least $200 sometimes. It's very hard to find such a Lulav. Shake it with. Now, there's another halacha. If the edge of the lulav, if the tiyanus is chopped, niktam roish alulav posu. The Mishnah Berurah reads on mitzad hobo, and then it's only near lainai. The brisk is a machmir that it's not only mitzad hobo, and the middle they're very machmir that the edge is not kimat impossible. As you say yourself, you pick up a lulav, you give a little bang, the edge goes off. So the briskers have a way, if you move chalulavim, with a magnifying glass, you look in the edge of the leaf, it's like a little circle, like a little bat. If you face the lulav in front of you, with a magnifying glass, you could know if the lulav got a chip or didn't get a chip. Now you have to know that in the edge of the tiyemes is a little, like splinter as that comes out sometimes. Bad splinter, if it breaks, is not a problem. Now, if one of them is broken, it's different machlekesim, nechleko, one of them broken, if it's kosher or not, you have to be magma, it will not be broken the edge, but if one of them is broken, it's different shalis, it will get an accident. We'll go weiter. There's another halacha that is called hemnik. If the lulav looks, we said mikzas is kosher if it opens, but if it looks like a fork, it looks like a V, the lulav is possible. And even we said that mikzas is kosher, but if it looks like a V, now the shadow, what is the shear of a V? The Shmuel Shabbos is very machmir on it. You can see in the Gemara in Sukkah is a picture. He holds it even like a little fork, you know, like a fish fork. One of the teeth is like a little, as a shape. He holds it to many hemnik. He's mamish every second lulav of the apostles. They call it in the market the hemnik from the Shmuel Shabbos. Now, I'm not talking that Lamai said in the business there, when you go to the Meir HaOras, they say like this. A lot as you hold a lulav, it mamish looks like a hemnik. If when you put it down laying on the table, the leaves will close on themselves, and it will look closed completely, it's not a hemnik. When it's a hemnik, when even when you lay it down, it will stay split, the edge will stay split. Then it's a hemnik. But if when you lay it down, it will close, it's not called a hemnik. Now, like a tchilim machmir, that even if the middle leaf is closed completely, a lot of times, but in the sides, you go around, look, go back, look, lulavim. You pick up the lulav, you see the middle leaf looks closed, but there's a lot of, but it's like a split. The middle one is closed, like the ones that this, the middle one closed, but the lulav looks like this. It doesn't look closed completely. From far, it looks like it's too lulavim. Andor machmir is also called the handling. Again, I'm not saying if you put it in laying down with clothes, it's okay. Now, there's another halacha, lulav ayovesh posu. Say that. Most of them, hopefully, are not evasion. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, and the tiyemes, even if the tap only is dry, it's also posu. Velekatchila afilu b'mashu, b'diyevet b'rubat. Yimei lo lulav achar yesha milismech. Zog the Ramon, what is yovesh? Shenifrach b'tzipoyer. Like you touch it, it just crumbles. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, even if it doesn't crumble, if it's white and dry, you also can use it. So now here's the big problem with the lulavim. The edge of the lulavim, the derech klal are dry. They're a little bit white. So under Zoganazah, the mice and the feet are more, it's okay, it doesn't crumble with the finger. If you put a nail on it, it will not crumble. So Rus has not to use it. So if it's white, a lot of times in Sukkis you see some bachim don't know how to look after the lulavim. After 2 or 3 days, the edge of the lulav becomes dry and white. Not to make a bracha. The problem is that a lot of the lulavim get burned in the sun. And the reason is partial. The lulav is in the edge. Okay, if you stand in the sun for a couple of minutes, you get red, right? Now the lulav is also very pointy, and that pointy is facing the sun. So 99.98 is kimat burnt. The brisk is held that it's also yavish. And when they tell you, if you are brisk lulav, it means green till the top. It's kimat impossible to find such a lulav. So they need green till the top, two of the leaves matching each other, close till the earth, no coil in between to be on Nachlak. This one is very hard to find. Now, B'Ktoro, some people that come from Chassidish houses, they take a Koret. Now, what is the, I'm not explaining what is the matter, what is the Chisol? We don't take, the Litvisha don't take Koret. Koret is that brown stuff, and you can't, you take a lulav, it's full with all brown, yeah? Not because we have a problem with the color brown. Why we don't take it? Zalka B'Kiri Yankiv, first because we can't do Na'anuim, because the leaves can shake. One reason. He says you never know what is under it. Who knows? Maybe under it is a festa emnik. And take off the color and you'll find it. Maybe it's mechlak. Take off the color, see it's split on the bottom. What they hold? They hold that while the color is there, now it's closed. Now it's not emnik. When you say, Mistam, it's okay. The Nafish Choshesha. Rav Kamina, that in our days, in the Dorech Klal, Rosh of the Shvach and Ulovim, El Arish, they call them, most of them are Hendrik Kadoyle. So if you want to take Korah, take at least Dorech Korah. He's the Ulovim, the Dorech Klal have okay. Now, the people that are Somech and Korah say it's better. It's for sure not Nachlak, for sure not Mikdam. So if you don't have a Minig, you don't take a Korah. If you have a minute to take a color, you could keep your minute. Next, there's a zach that's called knappel, kaftor. The leaf, the last leaf just finishes like, well, I don't know how to say it. Well, hook. Knappel, kaftor. Now, the rosh only took a knappel. He said, when I have a knappel, I know it's not niktam, I know it's not mechlak, I know it doesn't open, v'adoni ovi arosh, ho yomak mid likach lulav kaze. And you have people that they have in the Torah, ich will a knappel. This is to know, not for Zayishka and Rorotz, yeah? It's a grogan dover, doesn't know it's a knappel even, yeah? Now, what is the tzad not to take a knappel? Because we know, we'll see in a second, a lulav that is bent, possible. Lulav has to be straight. If we say that the yemis is the main part of the lulav, so it's a lulav that is bad. So if you don't have a minig, you're not allowed to take a knepel. It could be it's possible. If you have a minig, you have a minig. Even if you don't, we don't take kneplach, sometimes it's a knepish. Like at the end of the leaf, you see like a little shalshalis as a little turn. Mamash mashu. This one in Iker Adin is kosher, and the attack is better, because then it's mamish, you know for sure it's not niktam. Mamish nasi. Now, even if you find that we don't take knaplach, what would it be if it's a shalshalas? Like you have the lulav, like, you know, like, finishes like this.
Waving.
What? Waving. But not heavy waves, it goes heavy waves, as well as possible. Like very light. You know, like mamish, like when mamish, it was like a blue flag, like mamish, shvach waves, yeah? Like mamish mashu. So the Rabbanim say, a maize, it's kosher. Now, even the people that take knaplach, only the middle leaf will be a knepel. What would be if all of the leaves are faknepped? Something like the wool, the whole thing is faknepped, yeah? This is like not to take, it could be possible mamish. Now, there's another aloha, a lulav that is crooked is possible. Now what is crooked? Left, right is crooked. Front is okay, forward is bad. I'll explain. You take the lulav, hold the lulav in your hand. Think you're having a lulav now. The shiny is facing you. The shiny face. Right? The lulav has leaves and has the shiny. The span, the spin, I don't know how it has the shiny part. So hold the lulav. If it bends to your right, it's possible. If it bends to your left, it's possible. If it bends towards you, it's okay. If it bends ahead, it's possible. Now, no one knows what is the shield of bending. The machmirim take yoshel kisargel. You see the biskistan? And look at the lulav. Yoshel kisharvit. This is the most chum of the kizach. Yoshel kisharvit, the leaves, the green. Yeah? Yoshel kisharvit. The Bisyasev says, doyme lemagol, the magol is the thing that you cut the wheat with, is possible. If it's okum ktsas, it's not possible. So most of the lulavim today, it's hard to passel them. But Avada, it's Merubo that will be straight. Now, Adar HaMachmer LeKatchila, that when you take that meaning, that the Shedre, this man, will be hanging, will be standing a Tefach above the Adasim and the Arovas. If you have this kind of Adasim and Arovas, don't take this Luluf, small Luluf. You understand, why people take a small Luluf? Because the small Luluf is not developed yet. So it's not split so much. But it's bigger, as, you know, I don't know if you know, but every Luluf, when it grows more, it used to be a Schach. So the bigger it is, the chances that the top opens are bigger. This means the smaller the loving are closer. But you have to know that if he is an Indian, that the Adasim and the Arabis will be shorter a Tefah from the Shedra. And the Bikitzor Adasim and Arabis. Now Adasim, again, the Echshirim spoke last week, they have to be like a Tchilo Shloshim Centimeter Shir Chazanish. Again, from where we measure it, not from the stick in the bottom, from the leaf. The bottom leaf, we start to count. Rabbi Sturiyaki Fisher holds, you could add the wood, the branch, before the leaf. Now, we have to have Adas Meshulosh, that from every place, three leaves come out. Now, they have to come out from the same place, from the same height. Right? The place that they come out from the branch, from the wood. Now, the materials that they will come out exactly in the same place, I think is 1 out of 1,000. Rabbi Shmuel Zalman holds that you can make chut ha-makif. Chut ha-makif means you make a string, right, like it's a little bump from where they come out, and the string will meet all of the three. One is on the top of it, one is in the bottom, one is in the middle, but they meet. They're not all of them are really coming out in the same height, but they meet somewhere. But the other, Zakim Shul Zalman, even if all the three don't meet, the first one meets the second one, and the second one meets the third one, is also okay. But the other, even if Reib Meshulash is also kosher. But again, like Atchile, Kule Meshulash. And at least I have a Chutamakif that meets all of them. Now, Chumras a little bit. First Chumras is that the leaves will reach the other leaves. How it goes? You have leaves. A lot of times someone buys a dasim, he comes to shul, he's all, well, mamash, he feels mamash mizrachdik, yeah? You look at his dasim, he doesn't chap. The bottom leaves are very mishulish. There's like a little break, nothing is growing, another leaf. If he will squash them together, the leaves will not reach the top leaves. We need to be that if all of the leaves, even if they will be standing straight, you will not see no wood. You will not see the branch. A lot of times it's mishulosh, but the Echshon are not makbir on that. As another chumre, that all of the leaves will be solid. Not to have broken leaves. As another briske chumre, that the top of the adasim will be brown and not green. A lot of times you pick up the branch of the hadas, the top of the branch is greenish, soft and green. The bottom animal is wood. The top sometimes is soft, like green. So chum will not use it. Rabbi David Soloveitchik says that if his father told him that if it's mishulish, even if in some places it's not mishulish, but altogether it's a shilush, it's also good. Arovas, I just want to finish with the arovas. I know a lot of people are mezazel on the Arovas. Why? They say the Arovas is connected to Rishoyim. So the Mele lost the Arovas, Zayin Arovas dik, yeah? These people with their kind of Rishoyim alay. I want to tell you why. Every year I see hundreds, maybe thousands, of people that make a brochel of a teller every morning. I send my son to take care of them. Why? The Arovas, what is the Arovas of Arovas? So first, maybe we'll say the chumas and arovas, then the psu. The chumas and arovas is to have a lavluv. What is a lavluv? That in the edge is the leaf growing. I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. In the edge, a leaf comes out of the edge. It's the same thing as the inyan to have a nice esrog, is to have a lavluv on a luda. Why do I have to have a lav of an arove? Why do I have to have a lav of an arove? For two reasons. First, it's prettier. A Muslim did. Also, like this, you know that it's not nikta. Because you know it's an enus, ne'amon al Yisrael. It's a chosam. Now, the chumras, that the leaves will go upwards, not downwards. And the aromas will go upwards and not downwards. And I will explain. And one more chumra. That all you, again, the chumras lavluv, to have all of the leaves, not to miss leaves of the aroma, even if you have it, it's kosher, you don't have all the leaves. And all the leaves will be shalom. Now, the halacha is that it has to be kederech gdilosa. So you're right, the aroma is a little bit, the dark cloud, that, you know, the rishon are a bit tired. Yeah? They're tired. They can't, you know, they can't wait after 12:30 to wait too late for them, yeah? The rishon will start to crumble out, yeah? They crumble, the rishon. Okay, but sometimes the matzah is not only that. The leaves of the aroma become so shvach, the man is sleeping. They fall down. Mamish yeshmi. The aroma himself, you see, mamish bet a knepel. The whole aroma is one big knepel. Now, could be you not yetsa afilu b'diyavet, because it's shalike derech gdilosa. Some achroinim hold you not yetsa. Say, abroch lebatol mamish. The American aroma is, they don't have a problem. The mamish is strong like sticks. The Israeli aroma, you will see, after a day, you hold the aroma like this, all the aroma is down till here. Take the aroma, hold it, the aroma goes down like this. This is the mitzvah. The best idea is every day to change aroma. You buy packages and you change them. Or you know how to keep them. But you have to know, if not, so you come to shul, you have a shvach aroma, so with the koshikul, to be sure that it will stand up, to tie it. Not to let the aroma to be flopping all different shapes. Now, as another halacha, if it's yovesh, it's posul. Now, a lot of times you see the olam, the mamash yovesh, you just touch the aroma, you can hear it in shul, yeah? He just takes out his aroma, the whole shul hears, like something crunchy, you know, like vinegar crunches out. Matzis! This is Nifra Betzipayim. It's a shekel chazak. It was with $200 for Esrit, 200 shekel for Lulev, and not to come 100 for Abbasim. And then with the Rishonim, the whole thing is Baruch HaMatala. And I read it down in Minish. Could be the Maiser, Reb Nissim Kehelli told that if the aromas are green, even though they crumple, touch them, and they mamish, become dust. But while they're green, if you put it back in water, there will be a tchis amazing for them, they don't have, it's not yovesh. Primogodim is machmer. Primogodim is machmer on it. Remember, a person can be machmer with alms? What's it like I say? A person, I don't know, you know, does everything good, when the something comes from Zayt and Chatzach the mitzvah. He spends so much money on the Esri, so much to leave, and the morning you see it's mamish embarrassing. Some people, it's embarrassing to stand near them when you hold that out of meaning, when it's shvach ha'arovas. The answer is buy a couple packages of aromas and change. I know choshev people and shuls, they make mamash a gemach, they bring every day aromas to shul to mezakeh ba'olam. Be'ez Hashem u'bizoicha to mekayim the mitzvah k'moshe tzor.